Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. My name is Lee Elson, filling in here on the USA Audio Network for Wayne Allen Root. And my next guest is a radio icon. He is the founder and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the talk radio industry's leading trade journal. He spent more than 40 years in radio as an on-air host of both talk radio and rock radio stations, program director, station owner, all of that. His name is Michael Harrison, and he joins us now. Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Lee.
You have a podcast, too, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been doing a podcast now for about 7 years, and it's very gratifying. It's called The Michael Harrison Interview.
And you do radio personalities or everybody in that podcast?
Well, I mean, I lean toward radio people because that's my main area of business and expertise. But I'm kind of loose about it. We have people of interest, technology, politics, sociology. But it's primarily radio-oriented.
Are you interested in politics? Do you follow it? Do you pay attention to it? Are you plugged into it all the time?
Well, obviously, one cannot be plugged into talk radio and not be plugged into politics,
right,
any more than, you know, somebody could be in music radio and not be plugged into music or anything. So, yeah, I've always been interested in politics. However, I approach politics from a standpoint of awe because it's so all-encompassing in our lives and our history, but a certain part of me detests it because it's one inch short of warfare. You know,
yeah.
It's dirty. It's disgusting in many ways.
Did you see this marriage, or I don't know, maybe marriage is the wrong word, but did you see the importance, I guess, of talk radio and politics? Because really, for conservative folks, this is really the only place they have to turn. I mean, you could say Fox News, but people now are skeptical of that. A lot of folks feel like talk radio is the only place they actually get what they would consider the real truth, or at least folks trying to bring them complete truth.
Well, complete truth is something that I don't take it upon myself to have a full grasp of. I think that we have to have the intention of seeking truth and kind of abide by the rule of not trying to deceive. When you set out to deceive, then the truth really goes sour.
Right.
But I don't know if anybody really has a complete, total handle on the truth. And I'm not so sure anymore, Lee, that talk radio is the only place that people who are conservative are able to hear and read and see what they want. Talk radio sparked, during the past 33 years, I know that we've been publishing Talkers, it sparked a revolution in this country that has grown a whole media industry that serves the conservative community.
Our special guest here is Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine. And I want to make sure we talk about AI here, and I don't want to run out of time. So I don't know if you saw this. I'm a member of SAG. The Screen Writers Guild is up in arms over AI. So when our leftist friends in Hollywood get upset about this kind of stuff, you know it's the real deal. What are your thoughts on long-term implications, job-related implications, even in our industries or the entertainment industry?
I think artificial intelligence is going to change our lives. It's going to change our position in the universe. This past 20, 30, 40 years, as we've entered the digital era, has already, played a role in changing how we're wired as a species, how our brains are wired, how we communicate. Well, this is going to take all of those changes and all of that evolution that we've experienced with the computer era, and it's going to exponentially accelerate it into the future. We're going to be able to have brain power that's beyond anything we can imagine now.
Right.
And the result of that will be a double-edged sword. It has the promise to really enhance our lives on levels we can't even imagine, with cures for diseases, new ways of traveling out into the universe, instantaneous communications, answers to social and technical problems that are beyond our power to solve at this point. But on the other hand, it might interfere with our safety. It can be weaponized, as so much technology is. And it's going to wreak havoc with our traditions and our culture on a level where we won't have a handle on exactly what it means to be human.
Mm.
We actually are going to be confronting the possibility that through artificial intelligence, not to mention all the other changes we're going through, that the question of our humanity, the culture of being Homo sapiens, will come under the spotlight of scrutiny. And that's kind of a wild thought, isn't it, Lee?
Well, how does that change? Explain that to me. Give me a little more detail on how we would change.
Well, as technology changes, so does sociology. And people are very attached to their culture. Everybody is very emotionally and psychologically attached to whatever culture they grew up with. And, you know, we have Americans, and we have Russians, and we have Christians, and we have Jews, and we have white, we have black, and men and women, and, you know, all these different cultural groups that we identify with. There are going to be questions as to who's human and who's not. What does it mean to be human? And I know that sounds, you know, we started out by talking about politics and talk radio. Now we're talking about what does it mean to be human. It's going to make some of the divisions that we currently are wrestling with, are you a socialist? Are you a fascist? Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? They're going to seem elementary,
right,
compared to the issues that we will be dealing with. And we're already seeing that now. We're becoming integrated with our technology on a level that we're not really completely biological anymore. And it's hard to really wrap our brains around this, but we're going to have very big brains.
Yeah.
our computation ability is going to be off the charts. So that's basically it. I mean, it's all about culture. Look at what's driving politics right now in America, is culture. There are culture wars going on, and it goes back to what I said about the tradition of culture. People are very, very attached to the music they grew up with, the way the pizza tasted in their hometown, the language they speak, the traditions of their religion. This is going to just make that all seem very elementary and local. There'll be different kinds of human beings, and that's what we're facing.
Founder and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, is with us. You know, civilization has existed, give or take, I mean, depending upon if you're a believer in multiple civilizations. In other words, there were civilizations maybe hundreds of thousands of years ago that were wiped out for whatever reason and then rebuilt, but at least recorded history 8,000 some odd years. You know, and we have come remarkably far in such a small span of time, like the last couple hundred years, exponentially, technology has exploded, right? So Elon Musk was talking about this the other day, and you know, he said 100 years from now, 200 years from now, you're literally not going to be able to distinguish what's real and what's generated from a computer. And that is a scary scenario, but think about what we're going to be like 10,000 years from now if we don't kill each other. Mike, we might actually look like these aliens that we portray as the aliens that land on the UFOs because no one's going to go outside. Everybody's going to be in front of a computer or plugged in or have some kind of DNA enhancement. You know, we're not going to be able to recognize ourselves maybe in 10,000 years.
Well, in 10,000 years, we may not recognize ourselves in 10 years.
<That's true. laughs>
10,000 years, we'll be lucky if we're still here.
Yeah.
We will not still be here 10,000 years from now. What we are will be as different as, well, what were we 10,000 years ago? And that didn't have all of the spurts of technological and biological change that we've had, as you point out, in the last few hundred years.
Right.
So, and this goes back now to what I said before about how attached to our culture we are. We're attached to the way we live right now. If it were to change drastically, we'd become very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you were to go into hibernation and come back 10 years from now, you would not really be able to figure out how to handle things. You have that experience now. You go to the supermarket and all of a sudden they go, no, put your card in there, not in there. Or every time you go out into the marketplace, do you find that there's some type of a
yes.
subtle change that causes you to question whether you are up to date enough to function in this society?
You're 100% right. Everything changes so fast.
Talkers Magazine is
right.
We're going to hold them over through the break. We'll come right back. Michael Harrison, don't move. But before we get to that break, just a quick reminder, my good friend Glenn Solmacy is the president of Nichols College up in Massachusetts. Nichols.edu is where you can go to find out all of the info. It is a fantastic school, a bastion of free thought and free ideas. If you're a graduating high school senior and you're wondering where to land, in particular if you're a business major or somebody who wants to be a business major, check out Nichols today. Nichols.edu. All right, quick time out. We'll come back. More with Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, and me, your host, Lee Elsie, next on the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner, casino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Oh my.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My special guest is Michael Harrison, founder of Talkers Magazine. Prior to the break, we were chatting about AI and technology, and I have to say that when technology gets a little overwhelming, even for yours truly, I push back.
Well, I mean, it's a natural thing to push back against this. You know, we talk about immigration. Let's broaden that definition. I consider myself, and I consider everybody listening to this conversation who was born before 1996, let's say, we are immigrants. True to the definition of the broader definition of the term immigrants, we are immigrants from a faraway land to which we can never return other than through nostalgia and memory.
Right.
And that land is called the 20th century. It's getting further and further and further over the horizon, further back in the rearview mirror as we move deeper and deeper into this new land that we live in called the 21st century. And the human beings who've been born since 1996, they are the natives of this new land. They speak the language. They understand the technology. They are forming a new culture to which they are becoming attached. And as the years go by, the generation divide between 20th century people, 20th century media, 20th century culture, the people, the media, and the culture with which you and I are operating this conversation right now will be completely obsolete.
Right. Oh, I totally agree with that. Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, it's exponential. Let me ask you this. AI seems to be progressive in thought, and it links the planet together. That's a form of globalism. Conservatives were champions of nationalism. How do you think this plays out?
Globalism will seem local. It's going to be universalism. It's going to be beyond globalism. And we're always going to have those battles as long as we remain somewhat human. And I don't want to sound like I'm a space cadet and I'm coming from another planet. You know, we're still going to live our lives and still basically have the culture, at least for the lifetime of all of those people listening to this conversation and you and me.
Mm.
So So we're always going to be caught between the yin and the yang of localism versus globalism. You know, as Marshall McLuhan, the great media philosopher, said back in the 60s, you know, we have a shrinking global village. Well, it's turned out to be true because instantaneous communication has broken down the barriers of distance. We're all instantly connected to each other right now. And thus, the other side of the country or the other side of the state or the other side of the block doesn't seem as far away as it used to because we can project our consciousness there rather instantaneously and easily. The left and the right, up and down. You can't have a left without a right. You can't have a right without a left. All of this stuff is just part of the human equation. Collectivism versus the rights of the individual. Isn't that really what the big argument in politics
sure.
is? How do we preserve the rights of the individual and also do what's best for the collective? And the collective leads to socialism. The rights of the individual can lead to what some people consider fascism. It gets all murky and very hard to apply to real life. These are just ideas on the pages of textbooks when it comes down to it. Real life is much more messy. Freedom is messy. Democracy is messy. And words are inadequate to be able to really communicate what we're trying to say.
I don't get the impression that I'm anti-technology or even anti-AI. I think some of the things it can do are absolutely miraculous. In fact, just to kind of get in the groove for our conversation today, I was fooling around with the ChatGPT, and I typed in all the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven. It spit back what it thought it meant to me within a matter of seconds. It's a mess.
Yeah, well, I mean, did a pocket calculator turn you into a mathematical genius? There was a time when you couldn't bring a pocket calculator and just consider cheating.
Yes.
You know, you were judged on your intelligence by how well you could remember the multiplication tables.
Yep.
So basically, if AI has all the information in the world and it can instantly integrate it into some type of a cogent expression of reality, what it can't do is be original.
Exactly.
And one of the things that AI is causing us problems with is the law, the legal system, intellectual property, trademarking, copywriting. All of that is now up in the air, and that's a big problem for us, especially people who are in the arts. You know, how do you own what you own?
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that what you're describing, asking AI to write an essay for you that would have taken you 6 months to write and publish in Rolling Stone magazine, the sociological implications of the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven, it can do instantaneously because the information is there. In other words, it does the labor for you.
Right.
But when AI is able to say, and here is how we go to heaven after we die, and this is the truth based upon our understanding of complex ideas, that's going to be something. And I don't believe it's anywhere near that yet.
His name is Michael Harrison, and we thank him. I thank him. I appreciate you giving us some time, Michael. Talkers Magazine is the place to go if you're in the business. It's also a great place if you just want to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the world of radio. We're out of time. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at, I didn't see any new movement.
Biden called the meeting productive and said a first-ever government default is not an option. Another meeting is set for Friday. A jury found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. The jury awarded Carroll nearly $5 million in damages. Trump then took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos, although the nature of those charges is not immediately known. Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure and an honor to bring on our next guest. 30-plus years of military excellence. And again, he is Heritage Foundation. You can find more about him at heritage.org. Stephen Bucci, also on Twitter. S. Bucci on Twitter is a great follow. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm good, Lee. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing all right. Ukraine downs Russian hypersonic missile with a U.S. Patriot. Using the Patriot to knock down the hypersonic missile is a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. It's a good thing for Ukraine, but it's also a good thing for us, because the Russians have been saying that we could not knock down any of their hypersonic missiles, and apparently we can. There are some residual benefits to the United States, you know, in being peripherally involved in this conflict. It's not enough, you know, we wouldn't do it just for the heck of it, but we do get some bennies of proof of concept of our systems against the Russian systems, which hopefully people realize is that ours are better.
People don't really understand a lot about what a hypersonic weapon actually is. We've talked about it before in the past, but is there a huge difference between a regular weapon and a hypersonic weapon?
The difference is the speed at which the weapon goes from launch to hitting its target. And it's fast. I mean, it's hypersonic. But the Russians had touted this system even before the Chinese. The Chinese have as well. But they said, you know, this is a game changer. You know, all the American defensive systems that they have are no longer of any value. We've defeated them. Keep that in mind, America. And as it turns out, you know, a system that we've had around for quite a while, the Patriot, was able to shoot down this hypersonic missile without too much trouble. So that's a positive thing. That shows us, we shouldn't be complacent. The hypersonic missiles are still fairly effective weapons. So it's a positive thing in that we've made lie to something that Putin has bragged about, did a big announcement about a few years ago, and that the Chinese were touting as well. So a message to both of our potential adversaries, yeah, you know, you guys are having trouble defeating Ukraine. Maybe you need to back off a little bit about talking about how badly you're going to defeat the United States of America.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. I want to drive the next couple minutes of our conversation about the actual weapons that either exist or will exist soon and get your opinion on some of this stuff. We now have drones doing a lot of the flying and attacking and surveilling in the skies above just about every country that's out there. You foresee a day when all piloting is done by drones, and then also I saw where an autonomous robot may actually already have been used in and on the battlefields in Ukraine, etc. I mean, do you see that maybe someday there's a row of tanks battling against each other with no human beings in them?
You know, I think we're clearly going to see more use of drones, eventual use of some autonomous systems to do certain tasks. I don't foresee the day in the immediate future where, you know, every aircraft that's up there is a drone and that there are massive numbers of completely autonomous systems being used on the battlefield. And the reason I say that is, even though machines can make decisions faster than humans, which is important in some cases, you know, if you see something first and you shoot first, sometimes that's a huge advantage if both sides have similar capabilities going at one another. That said, we still have a hard time when there's all humans involved, that the humans at the top don't like giving away the decision-making authority to the humans at the bottom.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about, you know, having privates make decisions on shooting nuclear weapons. I'm talking about, you know, four-star generals, you know, being reluctant to give up the authority to, you know, two- and three-star generals that are below them. They want to keep it themselves. The civilian leaders want to keep it beyond the flag officers. So this idea that we're just going to, you know, cut loose a whole bunch of machines and say, well, you guys figure out how to defeat the enemy and call us when you're done. I just don't see that happening, at least not in the next 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. We might have the capability to do it, but I don't think we'll have the stomach just to turn loose the bots on the world. But there will be some of that. But I'm guessing it will not be involved in most of the lethal decisions that are made on a battlefield.
So that takes
us. That's just Bucci's opinion.
Well, that takes us to AI, which was the next question I was going to ask you about. And, you know, there's a lot of concern that we just cede the decision making to that particular apparatus that can do it quicker. And, I mean, you don't see it maybe in the next 10, 20 years, but do you eventually see that happening?
I mean, it could. You know, I watched the movie WALL-E, you know, when my kids were young, and it turns out we're all going to be fat slobs sitting on spaceships having little robots bring us our lunch and our snack.
Well,
I guess we could potentially go that way. I sure hope not. It'd be kind of a dull life, I think. I'm not saying we want to keep danger in it just for the sake of getting an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you think about it, In the absence of, you know, these strange ancient things like gladiatorial combat and stuff like that, we invented games that simulate them.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just video games. I'm talking about physical games, because the human species does seem to like some challenge. Not every single person, but a goodly number of them like physical challenge, like physical the game of playing against an adversary. So I don't see that happening. And the other thing, reason I don't want to see it happen is, you know, okay, Skynet is in the back of everybody's head. You know,
right.
You don't want Arnold coming back looking for you as a you know, Terminator. But it's those life and death decisions where you're going to commit humans. It's not all an algorithm. There's an art to it. There's a sense of, you know, what does that person at the top believe is the outcome? And if you look back through history, a lot of the most, you know, horrendous defeats and some of the most brilliant victories, when people looked at it, you know, even in an afterthought, said, man, I can't believe they made that decision, but it really worked.
Yeah.
Or, gee, that decision seemed like it had everything lined up. It should have been the right call, and something made it fail. So that's a human factor, Lee, and I don't think we'll ever get away from that. And, you know, maybe I'm just being, you know, I'm just a grumpy old guy, but I don't see it going 100% turning it over to the machines.
Well, that leads me to my final question here, which is maybe a mix of both. So, you know, we talked about autonomous robots and drones doing the fighting for us. And, you know, where will we be 20, 30 years from now? Well, for the first time, scientists have encoded an entire movie into the DNA of a living bacteria. So, meaning that you've got a live organism now. I know, Steve, I'm throwing a lot of science at you today, but 40 years from now, 50 years from now, 20 years from now, do you foresee chips being implanted in soldiers that help them make decisions faster? Not make them for them, but assist them in making the decision in real time.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll end up being chips. There could be some biological enhancements. You know, you're always looking for some juice you're going to give the soldiers in tournament, the super soldiers, which has to do a lot with physicality, but also with cognitive abilities. I think that might be something more likely than just putting in a chip that, you know, okay, turn everybody's chip on so that they'll do the stuff.
Right.
I suppose that's possible. I could see us putting chips into other organic beings, you know, animals, things like that, to get them to do things that we can control and we can manipulate. Above and beyond their normal instincts.
Right.
You know, we can put, DARPA did this. They put a chip into the brain of a rat and could steer it like a radio control car. and it was a live rat. And they, you know, they considered, okay, you could put a little bitty camera, you know, a rat-sized camera on the back of it and use it to go down into rubble to see if there were survivors in a collapsed building.
Right.
You know, dogs do that now by instinct, but rats are smaller than dogs.
Yep.
And can go places that dogs couldn't. And they, but they were steering them, just like a kid's radio-controlled car.
Right.
Which is bizarre. But DARPA does lots of bizarre things like that. That, you know, so I could see that. I'm not sure a chip in a human to, just to make us think faster. Who knows?
Right.
You know, most of the stuff that I grew up with, you know, when I was growing up, looked ahead now, it was science fiction. And I think I've told you that. I had a CIA analyst one time tell me, you know, I asked a question and he said, well, that's science fiction, but it's not fantasy. And I said, what the heck does that mean? And he said, fantasy is something that can't happen. It's just not doable. But science fiction is something we can't do today, but we're probably going to be able to do in the future, and probably much sooner in the future than you and I would believe sitting here today.
Right.
And I thought that was, you know, a very profound statement, particularly from some CIA geek. I found it to be true.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll hold Stephen over for one more shot. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
For Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network final segment. By the way, Wayne will be back in all of his full glory on Thursday night. I'll be back again tomorrow night for one more full show. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always find out more about me, leeelsie.com, or you can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. In fact, I'm getting a whole bunch of great emails from around the country, folks who are listening in. And listen, if you don't like me, feel free to email me there as well. You can watch my YouTube videos on my own YouTube channel. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I up there on YouTube. Usually my morning show here in Connecticut, I usually tape the opening monologue, and we post at least a portion of that each and every single day. And if you want to comment or subscribe, that would be fabulous. So since we've been talking a little bit tonight about transgenderism and transgenders, I did get a couple of emails tonight. Janice writes in response to, if you remember the story about this young middle school kid who wore a t-shirt to school which said there are only two genders, she writes in, since that kid got asked to leave school, something happened like that to her son. Her five-year-old at school, his parents take him to church on Sunday. That's her. One day he mentioned God in his kindergarten class, and he was immediately brought to the principal's office and told that it's against the rules to say God. He was so upset and confused that saying God would be a bad thing. So as parents, we had to counsel him on that. I would just say I would double down on everything associated with God. If I were in that school, I'd have my kid wear a God t-shirt every single day. Anything and everything to push back against the totalitarian type of environment that a lot of kids are dealing with in today's school settings. Betty writes in, just a few thoughts. You can't force me to lead a parade for your choice or your choices, and don't ask me to pay for your mutilation and sterilization procedures. Totally agree. You can't force me to hire you as the face of my business if you expect to act out your sex fantasies on the clock. My business, my rules, play dress up at home or elsewhere. You can't mandate that I mangle the English language. There are rules and standards of grammar, spelling, parts of speech in every single language
the left is demanding from others what they refuse to practice, which is tolerance. That's Betty. I could not agree with you more, Betty. It's not transgenderism that bothers people. It's this fact that we all must bow at the altar of wokeness. I'm not going to bow to your altar. If you want to act a certain way, that's your business. You can do whatever you want. It's completely, your life is completely in your hands. It's when you demand certain things from me or anyone else out there in America, you demand I use certain language, certain adjectives to describe you or your behavior, and certain pronouns. So originally, I've changed my tune on this. Originally, I didn't mind butchering the English language to be more friendly. Someone sitting across from me, or someone happens to be in my studio and we're having a conversation or an interview and they prefer to be labeled as a he or a she. If they're not a he or a she, whatever the pronoun of choice, I usually or may actually say, okay, fine. You want to be a she and you're a he, fine. I've changed because of this demand, this outlandish expectation of me to play in your fantasy world. So you have, in the last couple of months, turned somebody, me, who was pretty accepting on just about everything, into someone now who's decided to push back against this fantasy. So if I can tell the difference, you're going to get labeled what you actually are. If you're a biological man, I'm going to call you him. If you're a biological female, you'll get the her. Or the she. And you brought that on yourself. I don't take well to being demanded to do stuff. By the way, real quick, I don't know if you saw this story. A Florida man drew all kinds of ire last weekend when he entered a women's poker tournament in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in the Sunshine State of Florida. David Hughes, 70, entered a $250 no-limit Texas Hold'em event with a prize pool of $17,000. Of the 83 competitors to enter the tournament, 82 of them were women. And the last one was Hughes. Hughes ended up defeating all of the other challengers, taking home a little over $5,000. So I'm not really sure what the reaction, overall reaction was in Florida, but I'm sure the stamp has put his stamp of approval on this victory. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, one show in the books. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne tonight and tomorrow night as well. I hope you stay with us here on the USA Audio Network, and I certainly hope you come back tomorrow night. Special thanks to Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon / evening. Keep listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.